Hello and welcome to Western North Carolina Original Music, episode 13. Feel free to forward any bar mitzvah gifts this way. You know, every now and then you hear a voice that sounds dynamic and emotional, powerful, but still controlled. The kind of voice that makes you feel a vibration from the singer's vocal cords to your ears. I am, of course, talking about my voice, but the same could also be said of this week's guest, Miss Ann Girl. Annie's been on a couple of our past episodes singing live, but with this episode, she's going to be singing several of her original compositions, and we're going to be talking about her music in between. So without further ado, here is Miss Ann Girl.
Ever since I was a child, the winds of this world got me down. Took my sight, my will to crawl. Can't say I understand at all, but I won't be afraid to pay what it takes to live today. 'Cause there's a voice inside my head saying, no, 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 no. 100,000 angels praying, no, 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 no. I've spent all of this time all to myself, and learned there's just one cure to make me well. Send them back to hell. Oh, I'm a burnt for this. I said it's just as well. Oh, I'll shine if I'm day. I'm about to pray, Lord, make me well, Lord, make me brave. Get up, child, was his reply. My grace is yours, so by and by I won't be afraid. Better or worse, don't get in my way. 'Cause there's a voice inside my head saying, no, 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 no. 100,000 angels praying, no, 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 no. I've spent all of this time all to myself, and learned there's just one cure to make me well. Send them back to hell. Oh, I'm a burn for this. I said it's just as well. Oh, I'll shine if I'm golden. Send them back to hell. Oh, I'm a burn for this. I said it's just as well. Shine if I'm golden. Ash, ash, baby, don't you worry about a thing. I said ash to ash, baby, don't you worry about a thing. Ash, ash, baby, don't you worry about a thing. I said ash to ash, baby, don't you worry about a thing. Cinder and smoke, they don't get me down. 'Cause these aches that plague my days, well, they come round. They hear the voice inside my head saying, no, 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 no. The 100,000 angels praying, no, 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 no. I've spent all of my time all to myself, and learned there's just one cure. Just as well, oh, I'll shine if I'm golden.
Golden has a loud chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's on purpose. Is that like...
Yeah, it's honestly... I feel like not... I'm careful what circles I say this in, because I don't know if everyone have the context to understand, but really it's my Get Behind Me Satan song, mm-hmm. of just like, I have a mission, so don't get in my way. And so that's what I mean when I say send them back to hell, of just mm-hmm. everything. That's because the song is about not letting anything stand in the way of myself and my purpose. And so it's just saying, you know, get out of my way to everything that stands in my way, all my obstacles, and even the ones that are permanent, the ones I can't change. Mm-hmm. So specifically, like, I have multiple sclerosis. So when I say in the first verse, ever since I was a child, the winds of this world got me down, took my sight, my will to crawl, like, that's true. Like, I lost my vision, I lost my ability to walk in the past. So, fun fact, but it's metaphorical. A lot of people can relate to, like, not being able to see their vision, or, you know, having vision, or like, being paralyzed by fear, or, you know, this and that. But mm-hmm. for me, it's literal.
I've spent most of my youth climbing and crashing through ceilings, and honestly, I had no clue. I didn't know that no was a brick wall. All I saw was an arrow hole. I didn't grasp that can't was a shackle. All I knew was I had to. That if I shift my weight around, if I held my breath and bend my brow, if I clench my fist, I'll call heaven down. Heaven, come down. Heaven, come down. Heaven, come down. Heaven, come down. I've spent most of my days forging and finding ways to beat them. And honestly, I don't need them. I didn't grasp that chance was all I needed. And all I that hope was for blind fools. All I knew was I had to. That if I shift my weight around, if I held my breath and bend my brow, if I clench my fist, I'll call heaven down. Heaven, come down. Heaven, come down. Heaven. That pain was the quick way to change my name to listen. Heaven, come down. Heaven, come down. Heaven, come down.
Glass Ceiling, again, was the one I told you I started about 2 years ago and just finished, like, I finished it in January. I was auditioning for America's Got Talent, which they didn't want me, but it was still super fun to go.
Did they say it like that?
No. They tell you, like, we make no decisions today. We make no decisions today. They tell you, like, 40 times. But they said, you'll hear from us in February, and if you don't, that means you didn't you're not moving on, right, is what they say, because they're very nice. But anyway, yeah, I finished it the week of my audition, which was really nice, because I was originally going to sing Go Home, which is also on this thing that we just did. But anyway, this worked out because, you know, my sister was the one who encouraged me to audition. She said, you have a cool haircut, you play a weird instrument, and you have a disease. Like, what more do they want? Am I right? Yeah. Obviously, they wanted something else.
Right, so either but, America's Got Talent or a Lifetime movie.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, so the song, I've come to explain as, when I was a kid, I was diagnosed very young with multiple sclerosis, and that's very rare. It was like less than 1% of the world at the time of my diagnosis. And so they told my parents, like, make memories, she's not going to make it. But here I am at nearly 22. So it's kind of my song about beating the odds. That's why it's called Glass Ceiling. Of just, you know, being something that they didn't expect.
Saw you there all by yourself, tapping your feet. You don't miss a beat, but you won't smile. I'm the corner, lean your shoulder up against me. You don't have to be unhappy. While all the other kids dance all night long, you sit alone, but you're not alone, not with me. Oh, please remember me when you're lonely. Don't stay lonely. Pick a partner on the floor around my height, who has my eyes and smile, and become one of the kids who dance all night long, cause they're not at home and they're not alone. Dance with me. Oh, please remember me when you're lonely. Don't stay lonely. Oh, please remember me when you're lonely. Don't stay lonely.
Oh,
When You're Lonely. That one I started writing in an Ingles parking lot. I was coming out of the grocery store.
I think I know the Ingles you're talking about.
Yeah, the one on Long Shoals, just right up there. Yeah. I was coming out of the parking lot.
Very lonely parking lot.
I was listening to the Beatles' first album while I was driving. I don't know why, but anyway, I started writing this song, and I wrote the chorus first, and as I was writing it, I was like, oh, I want to dedicate this to my sister-in-law. She was recently given a difficult diagnosis, not cancer, so don't worry, but all the same. And not to, like, say, oh, I'm glad you're sick, but at the same time, it's kind of like, it's nice to not be the only one anymore. So anyway, I wrote that for my sister-in-law to say, hey, I know what it's like to have limitations in your body. But I wanted it to be a fun song, a song that actually, like, makes you feel better, not like a sad, like, when you're lonely and feel, like, down and want to sit in a closet and cry.
Right. It's a hope. So, it's for people who are already down.
Exactly. So it's very, like, as I was writing it, like, you know, obviously the imagery's in the song of, like, it just felt like a dance party, like, like a 50s, like, in this school gym, and there's lights, and there's, you know, the girl in the corner who has no one to dance with. And so I'm saying, come dance with me, because I know what it's like. So, when you're lonely.
We'll have more from Annie in just a moment. Want to encourage you to check out her social media pages. She's got so many I can't list them all. Facebook, Spotify, that's the only two I can think of, but there's a whole bunch of them, and I'll put them all in a list in the episode description. Also, this week I want to thank Tom Whelan. You may have noticed that Annie's instrument is an auto harp, and I have to say that I did not do a great job of recording it, but I sent the audio files to Tom, and Tom's an audio engineer, and he worked with them and made them sound a whole lot better than I ever could have. So I appreciate that. Tom Whelan is going to be helping us out with quite a bit here, so hopefully the sound of our podcast here will improve quite a bit. Today's episode is brought to you by Craybook. Have you been banned from all social media for your reckless and even dangerous public posts? Do you think that juice boxes cause homosexuality? Do you think 9/11 wasn't just an inside job, but it was an inside-out job? Do you commit defamation on a regular basis, including accusing minors and survivors of mass shootings of being actors instead of the victims they really are? Have you ever been asked to leave a Trump rally for being just a bit much? Well, Craybook is for you. We accept all of your posts, carefully transcribe them, and put them in a box in the back of your car, right beside your jars of urine. Craybook, it's what the world is coming to.
Hey, this is John Jay, and you are listening to WNC, or Western North Carolina Original Music.
In Mama's house, there is a that if you aren't well, you ain't been praying. Cause to love yourself, you must have faith in someone else. It'll matter one day. Though you may not make it to the gates of hell, before you know that you've been wronged and wronged as well, just keep playing. Cause if you sit out while your heart is breaking, well, my friend, you won't ever play at all. Oh, my daddy told me the only way out is through. So do what you can do, and if you can, be a better man. Bitter or better, you decide. Though you may not make it to the gates of hell, before you know that you've been just one question sets it right. Oh Lord, what can I do with these moments that pass through me? Good or bad, they don't fool me. Cause when I finally made it to the gates of hell, them flames burned up all I had, but I couldn't tell that your grace was there with me as well. But you don't have to make it to the gates of hell to know that you've been wronged and wronged as well. And you can beg for your forgiveness where you fell, cause there's a love that covers us all. Yeah, there's a love that covers us all. Yeah, there's a love that covers us all. There's a love that covers us all.
Mama's House was inspired, Grammy turned 82 this year, and her her Bible study friends decided for her birthday they wanted to make her a journal of all the Grammy sayings that they like cherish and that they say to themselves. And so they wrote all of their favorite Grammy sayings in a journal, and I wrote a song about all of the Grammy sayings. So almost everything in that song is something that Grammy tells people.
Oh, okay.
So
can you
Mama's House
say a few of them real quick?
Yeah, the one there. Okay, so the one that her gel group or her Bible study quotes the most is, if it touches your life, even if the devil brought it to you, you have one question to ask: Lord, what do you want me to learn from this? So in the song, it comes out as, what do I sing? It's in the song, you can hear it, but it's that last, oh, my mama told me, if it touches your life, even if the devil brought it to you, just one question sets it right. Oh, Lord, what can I do? Anyway, so it's in the song, but
cool.
So there's that, and then there's My Daddy Told Me, The Only Way Out Is Through, which is, you know, the title of my first album, but it's literally on the wall in the kitchen. The only way out, or life is hard, God is good. Your life circumstances will make you bitter or better. The only way out is through. And so that one had to make it in because that was the one that raised me. So.
There's a man downtown, been shot by the sheriff, who is drinking just to numb the pain. And with his last breath, he said, ain't no need to miss me, I'll be raising up hell from the grave. Not a man in town can decide what to rely on with his savior done and locked away. So when he's on the stand, without a soul beside him, ain't no doubt in my mind what he'll say. Some kinds of necessary evil make weak men believable and strong men brave. Now when the sheriff got charged, not a friend could stand to try it. He's no sinner, but he sure ain't a saint. If he's guilty, it's for life. And if he's not, what's there to say about a man who broke the law? Not his name, they'll say. Some kinds of necessary evil make weak men believable and strong men brave. Ain't no witness to describe it. Things were cool and shots got fired. One's a martyr, one's a liar. Men get humble when it's quiet, or they cry out to defy it. But all men pray to be proved by it. Cause sometimes necessary evil makes weak men believable and strong men pray. Oh no, sometimes necessary evil makes weak men believable and strong men pray.
All Men Pray starts off, there's a man downtown being shot by the sheriff. Mm-hmm. Is that based on a real story?
Kind of. It's not based on a personal story, if that's what you're asking. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of the Longmire?
I'm not trying to get you to admit to murder. This is not a sting operation.
But All Men Pray was based off of one of my favorite television shows, Longmire.
Heard of it.
At the end of season 5, there was no guarantee that there'd be another season, and they left it at this huge, cliffhanger that I literally watched the last episode and went to my room and wrote this song. It happened that fast. Oh. So it's about Sheriff Longmire of the show Longmire and his experience. It's the classic story of a cowboy. It's just a good man in an evil world, you know? He's just trying to do the right thing, but everyone's trying to, you know, accuse him of being corrupt or corrupt him. So, bring him down to their level, you know?
And do you bring so it's written about a real person who is a fictional person.
Really? Longmire was a real person.
No, I'm saying your song.
Okay.
Your song is written about, I guess it was about a real person.
Right.
It's about a real thing.
Yeah, yes, about person. A fictional character, but yes.
But is it would you say it's really just straight up about the TV show, or is there other stuff?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely other meanings to it. I mean, it's called All Men Pray. Mm-hmm. And I think Regina Spektor has a song called Laughing With, where she says, no one laughs at God in a hospital, no one laughs at God in a war, no one's laughing at God when they're starving or freezing or so very poor. And I feel like that sentiment is carried in the song of just it's funny until you need him, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
There's an old saying that there's no atheists in foxholes.
That's
a lot like
that. Yeah, well, there you go. Okay. Yeah.
So All Men Pray.
All Men Pray.
Sort of eventually. In the
right circumstances. Yeah, in the bridge of the song, I say, ain't no witness to describe it. Things were cool when shots got fired. One's a martyr, one's a liar. Men get humble when it's quiet, or they cry out to defy it. But all men pray to be proved by it. And the mysterious it, is the truth. It's just, they hope the truth is going to stand on their side, whether or not it is true.
She's a beauty queen on the run from something. She drives a taxi cab and always ends up disappointed by the passenger she takes on. She lets them drive and they all see her wrong. 10-2, she tells them. 10-2, then there's you. Always running to the rescue. Always running like you have to. When she says, run, child, run. Wish I could run like you. And you say, stay, Jenny, stay. Jenny, stay, Jenny, stay. Jenny, stay. But if you love her, got to let her go. If you love her, got to let her go. Oh, 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 oh. Gotta let her go. In that life in the high rise, saw her climbing up just to see the bright lights and high heel shoes. She showed us love that view. She takes a breath, then takes a step. And you say, stay, Jenny, stay, Jenny, stay, Jenny, stay, Jenny, stay. But if you love her, got to let her go. If you love her, got to let her go. Oh, 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 oh. Gotta let her go. Oh, 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 oh. Crying like a child, she kneels to pray. She don't close her eyes when she starts to say, God, please make me a bird so I can fly far away, far away. God, make me a bird so I can fly far away, far away. you say, stay, Jenny, stay, Jenny, stay, Jenny, stay, Jenny, stay. But if you love her, got to let her go. If you love her, got to let her go. If you love her, got to let her go. If you love her, got to let her go. Home, exactly where she's supposed to be. Go on, let her go. Home, it ain't quite as far as it seems. And when she winds up sleeping on your porch, you better unlock your front door. Let her come home.
Go Home was also written about a story I know. I wrote it after watching Forrest Gump for the first time.
Oh, okay.
So it's Jenny's story, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
So she drives a taxi cab, but she lets all the passengers drive, but they don't keep their hands to themselves because, you know, Jenny has some issues. But I think it just... When I watched it in a time when I was, like, really sad for one of my friends who's kind of just having to walk his own journey, which there's just places he can go that he's going that I can't go with him, which makes me sad. But it just made me, I related to Forrest in that way of just, like, he had to let Jenny go and do her thing and work it out. But she came home, you know, because he was always there, you know. He went all these places, but he was always there. He was always the same. He never abandoned her. Mm-hmm. He was always there for her when she needed him. So even though his saying was, you know, run, Forrest, run, she was the one who was running. You know what I'm saying?
That was good. You just wrinkled my brain a little.
A couple of things I forgot to mention earlier in the show. Miss Ann Girl lives in Boone right now, and she's got a CD coming out hopefully in the next few months. So keep an eye out for that. We'll keep you notified of that here. Want to thank her for appearing on the show. This was part one and should have part two in a few weeks. So look out for that. And we'll see you next week. Oh, don't forget to share, like, all that stuff. Yellow Pages, maybe?
I've, like, actually posted it on Instagram and tagged Tom Hanks in it. So oh, yeah. I don't know if he's seen it, but...
He probably has.
Yeah. If you have, Tom, I love you and I really appreciate your career.
Tom, if you're listening to this, I would like to know also. It would be great for me.
Yeah.